As we begin this meditation, I want you to get as curious as possible about this lifelong friend called the breath. Investigate it as if it were your first breath ever. That kind of inquisitive investigation of what is actually happening. Is it deep or shallow? Quick or even slow? Is there a flavor, a taste, a smell? No right or no wrong. Right now, the breath is like this. No need to control it. And if you allow it, the breath will actually breathe you. And allow your breath to find its natural rhythm. breathing in, know that you're breathing in. When you're breathing out, know that you're breathing out. Even be aware of the gaps on either side of the breath. What is your direct experience of breathing? What are the sensations that lead you to believe that you're breathing? Not the story that the mind makes up about it, the images that flash through the mind. But the direct experience. Maybe it's the rising and falling of the belly or the chest. Could be the sensations in the nostrils of the air coming in and out. Wherever you feel the breath most predominantly, allow the attention to rest there. When your attention wanders into stories and memories and plans and whatever arises, as gently as possible, non-judgmentally. Bring the breath back to this place, this moment, this direct experience. Nothing wrong. natural cycle of forgetting and remembering. Doesn't matter how long you've been lost and thought for. What matters is the tone that you bring your attention back with. Extending kindness to whatever it is in your experience. In breath, out breath. At this point, we'll let the attention expand a bit to include the body. And all the sensations that come with having a body. This is the main way we know the breath, is because it's being received in awareness through the body. We can see the effects of the breath on the body. Now we'll investigate the body the same way we investigate the breath. We'll start at the lowest point of contact. Maybe the soles of your feet, your toes. You don't have to move them in order to feel them. But what we'll do is we'll just locate our awareness. And very slowly, as if your awareness were an X-ray, we'll allow the awareness to scan the body for sensation. And anything else that could be known. Maybe there's pain, maybe there's energy or heat. We'll do it very slowly. Nowhere to get. But just to know, this is what the soles of the feet feel like right now. This is what the ankles feel like. The shins, the calves, allowing the awareness to rise into the back of the knees, the knees themselves. Breathing right into the back of the knees. Releasing any obvious tension. Allowing the body to relax, soften. Scanning the upper legs, the thighs, hips. feeling the contact with the chair or the cushion. It's pressure. The weight of this body. Breathing into the grind, pelvis, up into the belly. Softening. Letting it be spacious in your belly. Easy. Up into your lower back. Spine, allowing your attention to rest in your trunk, lungs, chest. Shoulder blades. Allowing the shoulders to fall a bit. Be relaxed. Down the arms, through the elbows, through the wrists. To the hands, breathing right into the fingertips. Again, not the story or image that the mind gives us of these different parts of our body, but what is our direct experience? What are the sensations of these different parts of the body. As we allow the awareness to come back up to the arms and into the throat, neck, top of the spine. Jaw, allowing it to hang, releasing tension, all the muscles around the mouth. Nose, nostrils. The eyes and the muscles around the eyes. Temples in the brow. Even the ears, knowing that all sound is just vibration in our eardrums. Including our whole head, our entire body. Nothing to change. Nothing right, nothing wrong. Right now, it's like this. letting go of any part of your experience that is waiting for something else to happen. Even waiting for the bell to ring, then I'll be happy, then I'll arrive, then I would have done it. It's okay to arrive completely in this very moment. So just notice if there's a part of your experience that is ready for the entertainment portion. You know? Like just notice if you just default to like, cool, I ain't gotta pay attention to shit. I'm just gonna sit back and chill. And just notice how you are in the transitions. Matthew was talking about it as we sit into walking, and now as we sit into talking, right? Just notice how we are in these different modalities. One of my teachers says that it's basically 80-20 in his experience. He leaves about 80% of his attention on himself, and he leans out about 20% to receive the world. So you can play with those different kind of numbers. Like, how much are you leaving yourself to get the world? How much do we even need to? So we have some time for questions. I won't say questions and answers because I have no idea what we'll respond with. But maybe some questions or comments on your experience, anything that's going on that you want to share with the group. How's the practice? How's it going? How was it to expand into the body? Is this all being, is it clear enough? Please.
Last night you spoke about meeting your inner violence with kind awareness. And are you meeting your mind or your thought or the voice specifically or yourself? Because you're saying, like, if I'm, you know, I'm not worth anything, I'm a piece of shit, whatever. Are you not necessarily disputing it, but just sending it kindness, that thought?
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is that I'm experiencing, right? Because I'm experiencing it in all the different things that you just said. I'm experiencing sometimes in thoughts, sometimes in sensation, you know? Like, I'm like, you know, I feel like sensation in my body. I'm like, man, I shouldn't have ate that cheese or whatever it is, right? There's always a reason, right? Whatever the reason is. So whether it's a thought, a sensation, a memory, a future plan, I'm just extending it to whatever it is that arises in my experience. And not even just the violent stuff, just whatever it is, you know? It's like, wow, right now it's like this. Can I receive that in awareness and with that real tone and mood of kindness? That makes sense?
Yeah, lots. Thanks.
Cool, bro. Please.
So I'm finding that my mind is able to stay reconcentrated in the moment and doesn't want to be anywhere else. But I have an enormous amount of restlessness in my body. It just wants to move. Mm. I don't know what to do with that. Mm. Kind of in sitting. Because I feel like my mind is very focused and my body is just screaming to move.
Do you move a lot during meditation?
I'm pretty restless. I think the people that are sitting around me with it's slight, but a little bit of shifting my feet, shifting, you know, whether my hands are in my lap or on my knees. So slight shifting, but a little bit, yeah.
I notice in my experience that once I start moving, I can't seem to stop. Because I started like living in this story that if I could just move, then I would be okay, right? So then once I open that door, then I can't stop moving because I really want to be okay, right? So it's like a slippery slope for me. Once I move just a little bit, it's like, okay, yeah. Well, actually, that feels much better. And actually, I wonder what it would feel like if I was really loving myself, I'd probably be like this, you know? So, in my experience, once I open that door, it's kind of hard to settle down again. But I don't really struggle with restlessness. Anybody else want to speak to restlessness in the body?
I'm a rocking, shifting. I definitely have struggled with restlessness in my body for years, and I have seen in myself that it is related to a sense of entitlement that I shouldn't ever have to feel unpleasant sensations, and that it's also related to my own distance from my emotions, and that what's happening, I think, is that my emotions are almost being, instead of coming up to my conscious mind, they're moving into sensory craving and sensory inspiration, and that my antidote has been metta, that I say, may I not suffer whatever arises in my body. May I not be suffering with this. And somehow that phrase and that intention to not suffer with what is so agitated and feels so important will often unlock small raindrops of emotion. And they can just come for the whole sit. And that each moment's agitation was actually a redirected nonverbal emotional experience trying to be felt.
And often, not to give ourselves the strictness of I won't move no matter what, but when you have that strong, anxious discomfort and desire to move, to postpone the movement for at least a minute or two, when it says I've had enough with my hands in my lap and they really need to be on my knees now, hang out with it for some time before you move it. Because so often, if we don't act immediately, the urge leaves. It's impermanent. If we satisfy it, then, as Vinny said, then the next one, the next one. But if we just sit with it, often, 2 minutes later, that is really unpleasant, and it's totally gone. Now it's moved to my shoulders. But I don't need to move my hands, because my hands are cool now. So now I have to bring my attention to my shoulders, and I want to shrug my shoulders, but if I just hang out with that, unpleasant, craving to move. And I love what Kira said too, looking at the willingness to be with it without suffering and to have metta towards it. And so not to get macho of like, I don't move no matter what, although if at some point, that's not a bad practice. But for you, first retreat, it's okay to shift some, but just don't do it immediately. Give yourself some time with it before shifting. Yeah.
Please.
I wanted to share more of my experience and around the labyrinth. Okay, I know I'm jumping ahead to the third or fourth day, but you know, time is a construct, so I feel like...
Somebody step on a duck.
So, I've had a lot of experience walking labyrinth, and I don't look at it as a way to get to the center. I look at it as a way to sort of unravel some of the confusion and some of the voices that are surrounding me. And as I weave closer and further from the center during the walk, I think that it's a way to see my own expectations and yearnings and how I'm forced to give them up a little and then go back to my center. When I get to the middle, I just give thanks for the journey. And then coming out, when I unwind, it's my way of bringing that into the world. So I think it can be a gift. I think it can be different for everyone, but that's how I see it. And I encourage people if they need to kind of unwind some of the voices because it isn't happening as when they're walking or when they're sitting on the third or fourth day to go ahead and give it a shot.
Thanks for sharing your experience.
You had a line last night about the quality of your presence.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember it. You said it so well. I was trying to remember it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said something to the effect that happiness has more to do with the quality of presence than your conditions. Yeah. Quality of presence. Ugh.
focusing a lot. I seem to see that there's an intention of focusing first on the self and then, you know, moving the breath and then moving into the body and then moving it out. I've been feeling a lot of expansion. We're talking about 20-80 or 80-20. My connection to this environment, too, today especially, much more so than yesterday, where I feel like my experience and my awareness is moving outwards and connecting in that way. So I'm not so much, I am with myself, but at the same time it's dispersing to a degree. And I'm wondering whether that's still self or not self. That has anything to do with self. But it feels nice. It feels nice expanding. It feels like natural. So I think it's just so beautiful out here. That just staying focused on the breath and focused on the ground is kind of too constricting for me.
Mm-hmm. I would trust your experience. You know, I said it last night. I think we're the geniuses of our experience, you know.
And the stars.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, can't look on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, we could have stayed in LA if we wanted to. Yeah. It is beautiful, and it's okay to enjoy it. Thanks for sharing that. Got a couple more minutes if anybody has anything else. Please.
I'm glad you brought up the 2080 thing because that reminded me of something that Ajahn Sumasanti said at, I guess, the stream too, about listening to her with 10% mm-hmm. of your attention and 90% of what's true for you, what she's saying.
She's monastic, so you know.
She gets
10%.
You know what I mean?
And that made sense at the time in terms of being in that kind of mindful space and listening to a talk. But I'm trying to think of how does that look in real life, especially like going into something like psychological clinical practice when you do use yourself as a weather vane for what the person's saying. I have a hard time though thinking of dividing my attention between inside and outside. I don't think I have any, even though I've been sitting for a while, I don't think I have experience with that. I don't know what to do with it. Basically, what does it look like?
Yeah. It's something to practice with, and I originally heard that from my therapist because he yawned. I was like, am I fucking boring you? He's just like, no, but I get to have my experience too. I mean, you know, I can be here with you, but I'm also here with myself. And it just so happened he's a meditation teacher, so he kind of shared with me what it is to sit in both. And it made sense. You know, when I first heard it, I had some fears that I wouldn't be as engaged. And that's not necessarily my experience. The way I was introduced to it is then, so through this teacher, who was my therapist, he then said, you know, like, he asked me to kind of go inside, and he said, so check it out, you can still hear my voice, right? I said, okay. You don't have to do the hearing, so that doesn't take any energy to do the hearing. It would actually be harder for you not to hear me than to hear me right now. I'm like, cool. And he said, open your eyes. I just magically appear. You don't have to do the seeing. Cool. You know, so he just kind of broke it down like that for me. Like, so dig, like, you don't really have to leave yourself to get me. And he just asked me to play with those, kind of like how much I was leaving myself. And I think it's different for every kind of activity, you know? Maybe sometimes you need to be 50-50. Maybe sometimes 80-20, sometimes 20-80, right? So I just think it's part of the practice that I was introduced to early on that really shifted me leaving myself. Because if somebody was telling me a story, I would maybe have 5% in me, and then like 95% leaning out of my experience just to get them. So I just think it's a part of the practice to play with and to see, wow, this is what it feels like when I'm all the way out of myself. This is what it feels like halfway. This, yeah.
And I just want to add, also careful, not good question, and careful in these things for the planning mind. How am I going to integrate this? How is this going to work in my real life? Is just a seduction of the mind to distract us from the task at hand, which is just to be with what is now. And we can worry about integration later. And so sometimes you have to even just say to your mind, you don't have, not now. I don't need to figure that out right now. I need to just be with this moment-to-moment experience. And integration is important, but I don't need to figure it out now. I can just be in the practice now. I can figure out how to integrate the practice later.
Thanks, bro. So that's it. We're going to have a walking meditation from 10 to 10:30.
Do you have an announcement?
We good?
Interviews? Today? Did you just say that?
Nope. See, he was like,
Some of you have interviews now at 10. Some of you later at 11. Is it 11 or 11:15?
11:30.
Mine are 11:30.
At 11:15 or 11:30. If you're not on the list to be seen today,
and you didn't
have a meeting yesterday, please let us know, because everybody at some point by today should have met with one of the teachers. So if for some reason your name wasn't on the list yesterday or today, let the managers know and we'll make sure that you get seen.
Have a beautiful day.
You have just listened to a podcast from Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society. If you'd like to make a contribution to help support these teachings, please visit againstthestream.org.